Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 86 this afternoon under sunny skies, winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 62. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, 92. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall has officially announced a fentanyl awareness week with the back-to-school season across the state of Kansas and the country, saying that fentanyl is the most dangerous drug and reminding individuals that one pill can kill.
One pill laced with fentanyl can kill. What we're seeing is our young adults ordering Xanax or Adderall or Percocet online. Maybe it's even marijuana. We're now seeing marijuana laced with fentanyl. And even just that small lacing of a pill can kill. So we want to make sure that every parent, every teacher, every coach, law enforcement is joining us in these efforts, just educating folks that this drug does not care who you are, what your last name is, how much money your parents make. These are accidental deaths. These are not overdoses. One pill can kill.
That was our sit down with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall on his Fentanyl Awareness Week. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Crossville High School out of Topeka, Kansas says they are celebrating one of the high school art teachers as he gave back to the community, painting a mural and saying he hopes it brings tourism to the area to view the painting.
Joint effort between Delia Pride and the Jackson County Tourism Council. They came to me about April. They were trying to find somebody to paint a mural here. They wanted to do something in the community that would bring people here. There was a young man here that... I taught at Rossville High School. His name's Shawa Hale. He's a nationally recognized singer that travels around and sings. There's a fancy dancer depicted up there that then I taught him at Rossville. His name's Noe Potts.
That was Garrett Larson, the artist and high school teacher, who said he wanted to showcase the unique cultures of people around in the area by incorporating vibrant different colors of his creation, saying that the art will be able to catch the attention of someone going by as he looks to bring that attention and creativity to the classroom.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Thousands of individuals are flocking to Grand Island throughout the week for the Nebraska State Fair, with the University of Nebraska Lincoln saying that the economic impact for the state fair comes in at over $20 million for the community and the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, according to the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce president, they say the city had acquired the state fair back in 2008, sinking in more than $7.5 million to facilitate the state's relocation to their community.
The Nebraska State Fair brings people to Grand Island. They bring new technology to show to the attendees of the Nebraska State Fair. They bring in a variety of acts and entertainment that are maybe not available in other places at other times of the year.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say just in the community alone, hotels are at full capacity for the state fair, driving people into the community from all around the Mid-America region. Mid-America Network News.
horse trailer sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare has announced plans to open a new rural health clinic in Axtell in partnership with the Axtell Community Fitness Center. The building will house a 24/7 fitness center, including exercise equipment and a walking track, a space for group fitness, and will also be used by school students as a weight room, in addition to CMH's new rural health clinic space. The committee's goal is to improve rural access to a healthy lifestyle year-round, offering a safe and convenient location to work toward personal health goals. The fitness center is under construction just south of the Axtell High School. Temps Disposal has added a second recycle bin with a section for office paper, newspaper, magazines, and catalogs, along with more space for cardboard and plastic, to the 24/7 recycling collection site in Marysville at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Court Street in downtown Beatrice is closing from 2nd to 7th Streets to allow for reconstruction of the water main. Westbound traffic is being detoured a block north to Ella, and westbound traffic a block south to Market Street through mid-October. Accommodation for local business access will be allowed through cross streets and alleyways, with use of public parking in the downtown area. Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John, who announced his resignation at Monday's City Council meeting, has reportedly been hired as City Administrator at Mulvane, Kansas, effective October 7th. He has served Marysville for 7 years, and a replacement process has not yet been determined by city officials in Marysville. Washington County authorities answered a call at Colonial Acres in Washington August 24th with a burglary reported. Jeffrey Wilder of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property. He is being held at the Washington County Jail. City of Washington residents have received a survey in the mail to be filled out by each property owner for each address on the city's water supply system. The survey is 2 pages. Be sure to complete both sides. Surveys returned by Friday, September 1st, will be entered into a drawing to receive a $50 credit toward the customer's water bill. Winners will be selected to receive the credit. For additional information, contact Washington City Hall. Kenneth D. Kenny Craig, age 89, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Craig. Daniel L. Castor, age 39, of rural Dubois, passed away at his home August 19th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Iron Horse Lake Rural Dubois. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Tahuary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Castor. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. Gail Repke, age 90, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery.
visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. In charge of arrangements for Gail Repke.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. More sunshine as we head into Friday, slightly warmer with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. And staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and even warmer as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still warm and sunny as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Temperatures still warm as we head into Monday as well with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 86. Record high on this date, 105. The average low, 63, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Getting your lawn from good to great is sometimes as simple as overseeding. A few tips for success today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 31st, the 243rd day of the year. Singer Van Morrison has a birthday, and on this day in 1964, it was announced that California had become the most populous state in America. Overseeding is the simplest way to deal with a thin, patchy lawn, but there's more to it than simply tossing down some seed. Try these steps for a better chance of success. First, prep the lawn for good seed-to-soil contact. Mow it short and using a strong rake, remove thatch and rough up the turf. Next, spread the seed heavily. Overseeding requires nearly twice the amount as seeding bare soil. Finally, water frequently and keep off the lawn while the tender shoots are getting established. The final weeks of summer, by the way, are the ideal time for lawn renovation. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report at almanac.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Family Fair is proud of the Fall City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish High School fall sports teams. A loud cheer is sure to be heard all over the county as the skilled athletes take to the field and court at events this week. From Family Fair in Fall City, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. Sapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area high schools' fall sports teams. The young athletes have great stamina, strength, dedication, and determination, and are sure to excel at all the events this week. Good luck! From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Fall City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a day off for the Kansas City Royals after finishing up their three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home at Kauffman Stadium before starting off a new three-game series also at home again on Friday against the Boston Red Sox. The struggles for the Royals continue after their three-game series on the road against the Seattle Mariners, where they got swept with a 7-5 loss, 15-2 loss, and a 3-2 loss earlier in the week. The Royals continue to widen that margin, sitting right now 41-91 for the overall season and at the bottom of the AL Central, as they are sitting 23-40 for a record at home, 18-51 on the road. The Boston Red Sox have struggled, but are close to a 500 score this year, sitting number 4 in the AL East at 69-62 and 33-32 on the road. Kansas City remains at home for two more series against the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox before heading back on the road Friday next week against the Toronto Blue Jays. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until August 31st.
With basketball season right around the corner, Kansas University is losing one of their star players after the former KU star had committed to searching for a new home. As KSNC News reports that Marcus Adams Jr. started the summer with KU, but has officially entered the transfer portal after mid-July and has now signed with the University of Gonzaga as of July 31st. And now, according to reports, he says that he'll also be leaving the Zags as of this weekend. KSNC News reports that Adams will remain in the transfer portal and will not have to re-enter due to not officially enrolling at the University of Gonzaga as he continues to look for a new university and a new team to play for. In other news, with the launch of high school football starting week number one, Acacia has released their class rankings, showing Gardner Edgerton is coming in at number one to start the season for that Class 6A in the East Division. According to the report, Derby High School has come in as the number one ranking for Class 6A West, with DeSoto coming in as the number one ranking for the 5A class in East, followed by Andover for the West class. Good American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
After the storm, Chromy Lumber has everything you need to build it back. If the roof needs repair, build it back with quality shingles, including hail and wind-resistant styles, as well as metal roofing options. Let them help guide your best decision as to what's right for your home. Storms or not, is it time to update your home's windows and doors? Chromy Lumber can get a free estimate with whatever fits your needs. Increase energy efficiency, improve the looks, and make cleaning them easier. Glass and screen repair always available as well. Chromy Lumber has everything you need to build it back. Shop local. Shop Chromy Lumber, Marysville and Washington.
Like new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville is a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and a 2017 Jeep Renegade in on trade. Plus a couple of pickups. They're priced under $15,000. Check out these fine quality cars and trucks today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
TNDY kicks off the high school football season Friday as the Marysville Bulldogs entertain Abilene. 6 o'clock for the K-Preps pregame show. We'll follow with our TVL roundup. Marysville pregame at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks Friday night live on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats Saturday on AM 1570 FM 94.1. From your sports leader, KNDY.
Brighten your summer garden with Culver's Root. Its spikes of tiny white flowers, often with a purple hue, add vertical interest to perennial and natural gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This native can be found growing in moist to wet meadows and prairies. It's hardy in zones 3 to 8 and prefers to grow in full to partial sun and tolerates sand, loam, and clay soils. This stately plant grows 3 to 6 feet tall and combines nicely with native grasses and other wildflowers such as asters, bee balm, swamp milkweed, goldenrods, and ironweed. Culver's Root is a clump-forming perennial that is not overly aggressive. This makes it suitable for both small and large gardens. Watch for butterflies, moths, honeybees, mason bees, bumblebees, and other native bees that visit the flowers. Insect pests and most mammals tend to leave this plant be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Abraham Lincoln led the country through the Civil War, but it was this man who defeated him for the Senate just 2 years prior. We'll go to the home of the man known as the Little Giant on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows and important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Janet Mondlach has put much time into restoring and opening this historic home in Brandon, Vermont.
Stephen Douglas was born in this house in 1813.
Douglas is still well known today, probably because of the famous man against whom he campaigned.
He ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, and most people will remember him from the debates.
Those famous debates occurred in 1858, when Lincoln and Douglas crisscrossed Illinois to win votes for their Senate campaigns. It was 2 years prior to the presidential contest.
His father was a local doctor in town, and this house is right in the center of town. His father died when he was only 2 months old.
Stephen's mother could not care for the children and the home, and moved the family in with her parents on the family farm.
He did not like the farm life. He was not meant to be a farmer. When he was a young teenager, he decided to become a cabinet maker.
He moved to Illinois as a teenager and began to read law, then entered politics, where his legacy became intertwined with that of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas ran against each other for a senator seat, and Douglas won. And then when they were running against each other for president, Douglas was much better known, but Douglas, his platform was always let the states decide, let the people decide. And ultimately, that's what ruined his political career, but probably saved the nation.
Lincoln won the presidential election of 1860, of course. Douglas's platform of states' rights was defeated, and the nation soon entered the Civil War. A lot of this Lincoln, who is better known today, it is Stephen Douglas, Lincoln's political adversary, that was born here in central Vermont. Traveling the countryside in Brandon, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.
Fall
is the time of year when you may find uninvited house guests scurrying about. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mice are cunning creatures, so to keep them out, you have to be a step ahead of them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I'm probably one of very few people who think mice are cute. However, I draw the line when I see one running through the house. None of us ever extends an open invitation, but if a mouse can't find its way in, you will have new tenants. Terry Messmer is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Utah State University. He says, really, it's our own fault. We leave garage doors open, our window screens have holes, and there are cracks and tiny openings around the exterior of our houses. Now is the time to enforce your no vacancy policy for rodents.
If you've got any openings that are larger than about a quarter inch, you need to seal them. If you've got cracks in building foundations around water pipes, vents, you know, utility cables, doors, window screens should fit tightly. And so the idea is just go around and do an inspection of the area.
Stainless steel scouring pads will plug holes as a quick fix. For the long term, Messmer recommends using some kind of insulating foam to fill the gaps. They're coming in to find a warm place for the winter and for free meals, so sanitation is extremely important.
They can survive on very small amounts of food, and so the idea is taking that food, storing it properly, storing it in closed containers. If you've got dog food in the garage, make sure that that's in a rodent-proof container, some type of plastic garbage can or something along that line.
If you see mice in the house, Messmer recommends setting standard wooden traps baited with peanut butter. He does not recommend repellents. For one, he says they don't work very well, and if they're chemical-based, they could cause secondary effects in the humans living there. You'll find more tips for keeping mice out of the house at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
the hot days are becoming shorter and the cold air is moving in, I'm looking forward to winter and all that it includes. Hot tea, snuggling under a blanket, and taking time to reflect on what matters. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like winter is inevitable, so are your financial bills. But understanding your cash flow is a good way to help you stay on track. This fall, you may want to put pen to paper and make a list of all your ongoing expenses. When you map out your financial commitments on a frequent basis, it can help ensure you're using money as a tool to live out your purpose in life. It can also help you live within your means and avoid overspending in certain areas. Having your expenses listed out can also help you see where your money is going so you can have a clear picture and set aside money for your long-term goals. And it can also help you give generously. So as the air becomes a little crisper, make a cup of your favorite tea and set aside some time to put your expenses down on paper. It'll help you be more purposeful with money.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The challenge of managing water in the western United States. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information.
Climate change and other factors are making water management increasingly difficult in much of the western United States. Felicia Marcus is with the Water in the West program at California's Stanford University and a board member for the Doherty Water for Food Global Institute at the University of Nebraska. She mentions the Colorado River Basin as one trouble spot.
Where we've got a river that 40 million people depend on at the brink of disaster in Deadpool that we've seen coming for 23 years, and we're just now scrambling to try and really deal with what could be a cataclysmic challenge.
Marcus says many Western urban centers are pushing conservation and efficient water use.
I mean, let me count the ways in which lawns make no sense in urban management. So much of that water use is not for keeping the lawn alive. It's for making it a particular shade of green, which if you think about modern life is not as essential as the food you eat that you got from a farmer.
Marcus concedes there are no easy answers to properly managing limited water resources.
The real question before us is how do we come together to deal with the collective challenge that these sorts of things yield, which is a complex challenge involving people, technology, science, law, politics, etc.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, August the 31st, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The new waters of the U.S. rule from the Environmental Protection Agency missed the mark for farmers and ranchers. Here's Michael Clemens.
The Environmental Protection Agency's rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule failed to bring fairness to farmers and ranchers, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Senior Government Affairs Director Courtney Briggs says Farm Bureau is disappointed in the direction taken by the EPA.
This was a real missed opportunity to write a WOTUS rule that is fair to the regulated community and that is truly durable. And the agencies have addressed the headline-grabbing aspects of the Supreme Court decision, like getting rid of the problematic significant next test, but they are trying to exploit aspects of the rule in order to expand their jurisdictional reach.
For farmers and ranchers, Briggs says the rule fails to bring clarity and certainty.
So while we've made a lot of progress with the Sackett decision, the agencies are still trying to be vague and amorphous with their policies, which equates to continued confusion and lack of certainty for landowners. So we have long called for a durable rule, but this rulemaking completely misses the mark.
Briggs says it's important that farmers and ranchers know the specifics of WOTUS to their state.
So the challenge now is to make sure our members understand the rules in the specific states that they live in, because there's still litigation that has enjoined the 2023 WOTUS rule in 27 states. So that is really our focus right now, is to make sure that our members are well equipped to adapt to this new rulemaking.
Visit fb.org/WOTUS to learn more. Michael Clements, Washington.
And let's look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 31st, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We will keep you up to date with the latest in ag news right here.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work!
There will be a farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. west of Oquito at 953 Cherokee Road. An outstanding offering of clean, well-maintained equipment. Most has been stored inside. They'll begin sale with 6 trailers of tools, followed by a short run of household, then the sheds, followed by a pickup and mower, then on to farm machinery and tractors. These will include a 2000 John Deere 8410 tractor, 75 John Deere 4430, 68 John Deere 4020, 55 John Deere 70, 52 Alice 50 John Deere Model A, a 1995 John Deere 9500 combine. A number of machinery items. The pickup is a 2001 Chevy, 8-foot bed, regular cab, several trailers, plus tools, household, and miscellaneous items. This farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. at 953 Cherokee Road. 8 miles north of Marysville on U.S. 77, then east on Cherokee Road for a half mile. Complete sale listing at PrailRealtyAndAuction.com. Again, sale Saturday, September 2nd begins at 9 a.m.
The Young Dairy Leaders Institute is an opportunity for the next generation of dairy farmers and professionals to develop leadership and communication skills. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The Holstein Foundation's Young Dairy Leaders Institute is now accepting applications for its next class. The hands-on event is open to young adults ages 22 to 45 working in any segment of the dairy industry. Deidre Harkenreiter is Director of Development and Fundraising for the Holstein Foundation. She was part of the group that launched the program 30 years ago.
YDLI challenges you in these three phases: to learn more about yourself and then to go out into the world and practice it, but then to come back together and share in that energy that everyone else brings to the room.
YLDI focuses on strengthening young adults in the areas of growth mindset, team culture, advocacy, embracing change, community involvement, and more. The interactive three-phase program has graduated more than 700 alumni since its inception in 1993. While the program has evolved over the years, the mission remains to help create a vibrant dairy industry now and in the future.
What do people do once they get out of junior Holstein? Maybe they're just about out of college. What's that next thing? Where can they go to get some leadership experience? And that's why we put the program together to build those leaders to help our industry and the ag industry, because we are the providers of, you know, protein and food for the not only America but for the world.
Applicants selected for Class 13 of the Young Dairy Leaders Institute will be notified in early October. The group will meet for Phase 1 of the program January 28th through February 1st in Tampa, Florida. Applications for the Institute are due by September 15th and can be found online at holsteinfoundation.org. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic, it's been a wild and woolly end of the month here, hasn't it?
Sure has. We've got corn down right now in the September by 0.75 cents at 4.61. December corn trading down 2 cents at 4.78 3/4. In the soybeans, September's down 11 3/4 at 13.69 1/2. November beans are lower by 16 1/4 at 13.70 1/2. In the meal, September's down 4.20 at 4.18.80. In the bean oil, September's up 17 cents, 65.71. For the wheat markets, we have September Chicago wheat down 2 1/2 at 5.74 1/4. Kansas City wheat, December contract down 5 1/4 at 7.26 1/2. March KC wheat down 5 cents, 7.33 1/2. Looking at the cattle markets here, seen a little 178, 179 cash in Kansas, 185 in Iowa, paid up that way, and then Western Nebraska looks like 182. Right now, we've got the October live cattle up 90 cents, 180.95. Beef live cattle up 70, 184.92. September feeders up 47 cents at 253.10. Ox feeders up 57 at 255.85. In the hogs, October's down $1.35 at 82.35. Beef is lower by 90 cents at 7420. For more information on these markets, give us a call at 877-87-PLUTO or visit Pluto Commodities online at PlutoCommodities.com. Dominic.com.
And again, like Dominic said, it's been a pretty crazy day today with the markets. We are seeing some changes, and so we'll keep you up to date for the rest of the day right here. This is market information from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Thursday, August 31st. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eckford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rusty Eckford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty Eckford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eckford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23 T-466, 63 325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Plus trade 95 renewer auto. Offers cannot be combined. Must finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In the 1930s, the government created a corporation with the intent of helping protect and support farm incomes. K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen shares how the corporation was started and the transitions it has gone through since.
It's a wholly owned United States government corporation. It was created way back during the Great Depression in 1933 with the purpose of stabilizing and supporting and protecting farm income and prices. So that's its basic charter as to what the purpose, the congressional purpose behind it is. It's federally chartered by the CCC Charter Act of 1948. It was originally just created by executive order in 1933 by President Roosevelt. And then 6 years later was transferred to the USDA by, again, another executive order. But it was incorporated in 1948, again, with the purpose of preventing in agriculture another depression in terms of farm prices. So its basic function, again, is to stabilize and support and protect farm income and prices. And it's also now the federal government's primary financing arm for many domestic as well as international ag programs.
He says how much the CCC has been used in the pattern of its work.
The Commodity Credit Corporation, in terms of loaning funds to farmers, has been a widely used tool in the past. Now, with the way agricultural markets function, it hasn't been used as heavily in recent years. But that's always a cyclical thing, and it will be used to make loans.
McOwen describes how the loans work and how it can be used by farmers.
And it does make these commodity and farm storage facility loans where farmers' crops then, they get to get a loan, they pledge their crops as collateral, and those loans are part of the overall price income support system of the federal farm programs. Again, under that general heading, again, keep in mind the charter here, the CCC funds are to be used to support and stabilize commodity prices. So a farmer takes out a loan and then they repay the loan. That's called a redemption of the loan. The farmer can sell the grain, feed it to livestock, or store it. And this is where the concept of sealing grain comes in. A lot of farmers are familiar with that and others are familiar with that. But most of them are non-recourse. And what that means is when the time comes for the loan to mature, if the loan plus interest isn't paid, then all the farmer does is simply forfeit the commodity back to the CCC, and that's deemed to be full payment for the loan. What that does is effectively establish a minimum price because the farmer can always just forfeit the grain if prices drop below the loan value, and they still get the ability to market their grain if commodity prices go up. So it establishes a floor. That's the stabilization impact of a CCC loan.
That was Key State Law Professor Roger McOwen with information about commodity credit corporation loans that farmers are able to use. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the Key State Radio Network.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m. live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.